Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Fearless Thinking, a podcast designed to help you navigate authentic leadership and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and these are my thoughts, lessons, and insights from my entrepreneurial journey into coaching, workshops, motivational speaking, and of course, what I picked up from interviews with inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs along the way. My mission is to help people unlock their untapped potential by using fear as a catalyst for powerful change and growth, so they can step into the greatest version of their most authentic selves. All right, let's get into some fearless thinking. Hey, welcome back, fearless thinkers. Happy Friday. Woo! It's Friday. Going into the weekend, episode 29, 30, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Episode 30, building resilience from setbacks to launch success with the Ascend Hub. This entire week, I've been offering a little bit of insight and thoughts on the Ascend Hub, this new project that I'm launching with an online membership community to support aspiring entrepreneurs, mentors, and leaders as they step onto their fearless road. And they're trying to make a difference, trying to make an impact, trying to launch their business. And I, as I said before, I came up with this idea because I really just wanted to have better and larger impact and help a lot more people. One-on-one coaching, group coaching and stuff just isn't enough, I don't think, you know, for where I really want to be and what I want to be doing. And my frustrations on my journey, as well as a number of other people and friends that I know who also had some similar struggles and frustrations with their journey of resource overload, information overload, not being able to get those resources and that support and that help and coaching in one place. It's not affordable, it's not actionable, and it was too much. So yeah, today we're going to talk about the essential quality for any entrepreneur, you know, especially during their launch phase, which is resilience. I've talked about this multiple times in other episodes here, as well as on the Fearless Road, where we talk with other entrepreneurs on their journey about building resilience. And the road to success is rarely, if ever, smooth. There will be setbacks, guaranteed. You know that's going to happen. And unexpected changes, challenging moments where, you know, you might want to throw in the towel. You know, when you decide, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. When we announce to the universe that we want to have, do, or be something greater than we are today, meaning we're stepping onto that road of our entrepreneurial journey and we're going to create something new and bring it to life, we are asking the universe to put those challenges in front of us so that we can grow into the greatest version of who we want to become. That's what we've just announced, right? So you know those setbacks are coming. You know those challenges are coming. You know that that road is not going to be smooth. It's going to be filled with lots of opportunities for us to grow, right? But it's those who bounce back from those challenges, from those stumbles, you know, who actually learn from our mistakes. And they're not failures. I think they're only failures if you don't learn from them. I think they're only failures if you don't use that moment as a learning opportunity. You know, those individuals ultimately achieve their launch goals because their focus is not on the problem and the failure. Their focus is on learning it, taking the information and the data gathered from that experience and applying it to what they know or what they need to know as they move forward. And while the launch roller coaster ride, you know, it is a roller coaster ride, man. But you know what? Those are the best, right? It's not the little ones that just keep going round and round and round, and that's boring. We love the roller coaster ride, right? I think as entrepreneurs, that's one thing we have to acknowledge about ourselves is that we must enjoy that part of life. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it, right? Launching a business is thrilling and can be just as thrilling as a roller coaster ride, but it does come with its shares of dips and turns and ups and downs. There will be unexpected roadblocks, potholes, if you will, funding hurdles, marketing mishaps. I've been there. But there, here's a secret. Setbacks, while obviously inevitable, don't have to define you. And it's your ability to bounce back that really, truly matters. And this is something that I've done when I was taking my journey to fear, to making fear your friend and talking about how I can make fear your friend and help other people with it. I, at the ripe old young age of 14, was so determined to not let fear define me. I was so, what's the word? I was so aggressive with ensuring that tragic moments, bad things, bad choices, setbacks, challenges, fear, I refused to let it define me. That's how much I worked at making sure that it wouldn't. I was so, like, I just, in spite of it, was like, ooh, this is not going to define me. Interestingly enough, all of them ended up defining me simply because I decided to not let them define me, right? That very resistance, that push back from those experiences ultimately ended up defining me and creating that resilience over time. Now, mind you, I didn't want to have to call up all these tragedy moments in my life. I didn't want to have all of those things, but it's life and they're going to happen. And if you can use them to shape how you approach life in the future, then I think that's a great skill set of building resiliency. And the Ascend Hub is one of those spaces where I feel like we're going to be able to equip you with tools that you need and support and guidance that you need to build resilience during your launch. This week we're talking about launch. Not lunch, launch. Sounds the same. One's Southern, one's not. Launch. Lunch. We're talking about launch. How to build resilience during your launch phase. The Ascend Hub, I think, you know, we're going to have, obviously, with all the workshops and classes and things that we're going to have inside of that, the coaching and everything, ways that we can help you develop resiliency and be prepared during your launch. One of those is resilience workshops and coaching. You'll learn strategies from overcoming setbacks, developing a growth mindset, and staying motivated during challenging times. That's tough to do, staying motivated. I think having people around you that really support you, and I'm talking about a really solid network, and that's not just likes and subscribes and people that you find on these other groups and stuff on social media platforms. They're not social. They're just media. Let's be honest. The Ascend Hub will offer these kind of workshops and coaching sessions and personalized, by the way, coaching sessions you'll have access to actually help you build a mental toughness and resiliency to prepare you for the things that are coming. And if they do hit you pretty hard, you'll have a network of people around you to help support you along the way. And that's, too, a supportive community. One thing that's different about the Ascend Hub than, say, a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group, this is a true community. The way we're going to be building it and the way we're going to be providing support for each other inside of there is a game-changing thing. That is my goal. It is my job and responsibility and my mission to make sure that the sense of community and the aspect of that is the best that it possibly can be to help you and serve you where you're at, surrounding you with a community of fellow entrepreneurs, leaders, and mentors who actually understand the roller coaster ride that is getting to launch. We'll share our experiences, we'll offer encouragement and support, and we will learn from each other's triumphs as well as our struggles within the Ascend Hub community. And sharing those things helps everybody. It helps you too, right? It offloads some of that stress and that strain from you when you share it with us and let us take on some of those things with you together. And third is the power of reflection. We have to learn from our setbacks, right? This is the fall down and get back up. This is the mistake turning that stepping stone, that obstacle into a stepping stone, right? So that we can learn. If we're not learning, we're not growing. And if we're not growing, you know, what are we doing? Nobody wants to be stagnant. The Ascend Hub provides resources and guidance on how to analyze your mistakes, identifying areas for improvement and using those to propel yourself forward. Journaling, future-proof committee scheduling, vision boarding, vision making, brainstorming, huddle sessions, you name it. All of those things will help us reflect on those areas where we think we might need a bit more analysis and less paralysis, right? Nelson Mandela said, our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall. We started doing this as kids, guys. I mean, you when you were learning as toddlers to walk, and this is built into you, learning how to get back up. It literally is built into you. It's what you did the first time you tried anything in the world. It was to get off that floor and to start walking, and you fell down thousands and thousands and thousands of times. And do you remember that? Not really. No, you don't. And there's a reason, because you built resiliency. You built the mechanisms and the muscles and the muscle memory to do exactly that, to get back up, right? Building resiliency is something that we're going to work very hard to create opportunities and workshops and coaching sessions and stuff for you inside the Ascend Hub. You know, you'll be equipped to navigate those setbacks and learn from the challenges, as well as our colleagues inside the Ascend Hub, and ultimately achieve a successful launch, which is what we all want for you. We want for each other. Right. So share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your concerns and your challenges, and message me. I'd love to know what your setbacks are, where you're at on your entrepreneurial journey, and what kind of resiliency tricks and things are you doing? What kind of things do you do to help yourself on this fearless journey that you're taking, you know? And don't be discouraged by the launch hurdle. We all have to face these things. We will get there together. Even if we'll get there better together. Better together. That's what the Ascend Hub's about. It is me to the power of we. It is the power of us coming together to help each other get to these places that we've put out in front of us, and we've asked the universe for the opportunity to do. Right. The Ascend Hub community will be here to support you coming this August. Make sure you sign up. Check out the links for the early bird member sign up. I could have made it an easier name, but I didn't. These discounts are the biggest, greatest, heaviest discounts that you will ever see. By the time we get to launch, they won't exist anymore. And and you can lock them in for life, by the way, and become a lifetime member. So you might as well lock those values in and get on board and support us. You know, do all the things, like, subscribe, click the buttons and stuff, message me. I want to hear about your resilient journey and where you're headed. And I'd like to hear from you about what you think the Ascend Hub needs to provide you for help in those particular areas. And while you're at it, you know, do some fearless thinking for me and have an incredible weekend. Ooh, it's Friday. Right. Go have an incredible weekend. Be brilliant. Or actually, you know what? Just be more brilliant, because you already are brilliant and I can see it. I love you for listening. I thank you for paying attention and lending me your time, your ears. And just go have an incredible weekend. Do some fearless thinking, my friends. All right. Take care. Bye.